last week's Great Barrington, Massachusetts Select Board meeting, a teenager offered a new vision of public transit. Tate Coleman, 14, describes himself as a public transit activist. A student at Simon's Rock in Great Barrington, he says he's been working with Select Board member Bill Cook for the past few months on local transportation issues. Coleman says his project examining the Berkshire Regional Transit Authority service to South County will produce two proposals.
One that would increase coverage and one that would provide increased service to the current corridor.
The proposals will share some common goals.
They will include decreased travel times, increased service in more dense corridors, and increased hours of operation.
Coleman compared the BRTA service to the Roaring Fork Transportation Authority in Colorado, a similarly sized area with a strong tourist economy.
The RFTA's annual ridership was 1.4 million in 1984, similar to the BRTA's ridership at the time. While BRTA took a steep decline in ridership, partially due to a decrease in population and routes not changing to meet customer needs at a fast enough pace, the RFTA in Colorado took a hard look at its long-term transportation goals.
Coleman says the RFTA increased its ridership by 85% between 1990 and 1995 by expanding service across the region and partnering with private resorts to act as a shuttle service.
I was particularly interested when the RFTA recently launched the first rural bus rapid transit line in America, servicing the full 70 miles. This line runs frequently all day, 7 days a week. It has been a major success, boosting ridership and decreasing automobile usage throughout the region.
While Coleman acknowledges the differences between the two communities, he feels that the BRTA could learn a lot from the RFTA's long look in the mirror. Not only has its South County ridership dropped significantly since 2015, those numbers are far below national averages. Coleman said it can take up to 2 hours to get the 20 or so miles from Great Barrington to Pittsfield.
Currently, there is inadequate advertising. Visitors, residents, students, and prospective employees have little to no means to know or learn about the bus system. There's little signage, only some in Great Barrington since July 2018, which is a great start.
Ideas for improvements range from installing bus shelters to redesigning routes to suit the needs of contemporary life in the Berkshires.
We would then reinvest increased revenue from ridership gains into service enhancements. And we are also looking to provide fully accessible, more frequent, and predictable service.
Coleman says reallocating resources would avoid budget increases for the BRTA. One of his ideas is for a Great Barrington circulator bus that would travel the area without fixed stops.
Greater opportunity for additional deviations to get people exactly where they need to go and not within 3/4 mile, for example.
Another is a bus rapid transit line.
Providing frequent direct service throughout the day from Pittsfield to Great Barrington, servicing towns in between as well, if distinctly branded with passenger amenities such as Wi-Fi. It has the potential to become a line serving residents and visitors of all socioeconomic classes.
The BRTA is aware of Coleman's efforts.
The more people that are involved and the more people that have opinions about public transportation, I think that's great.
BRTA Administrator Robert Malnati. He says any conclusions Coleman comes to will have to be thoroughly vetted.
We still have to do a process similar to what he is conducting. You know, we have to have public comments. We have to have public input, and then again, the board has to vote on any new service.
Coleman is collecting public feedback on his proposed changes to the BRTA system through a survey you can take at wamc.org. While you're there, you can also see his full report on public bus service in South County. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.